It's time for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Annie Dugan is an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning. Hi there, Annie. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Chris. We've got a great week in art, as always, in the Northland. There are some really fun new art pieces that you can see out and about on your daily walks. There are three new public art pieces in Canal Park. This is part of Canal Park's Imagine project, and they have covered the utility boxes around the neighborhood with three artists. So these are boxes that you might not normally notice, or if you notice, you know, you just think, oh, big and gray. But Sarah Engston Howes, Angela Sarkolasauer, and Adam Swanson each took it upon themselves to imagine what those boxes could be to a really fascinating effect. So Angel used fish and all these wonderful different fish that we have in our Great Lakes. Adam Swanson has some Duluth icons throughout his design. And Sarah Engston Howes uses some amazing beadwork. And I believe Lisa Johnson did a little bit more in-depth dive on this. So definitely check that out in the KUMD archives as well, because it's fun to think about how and why and we see public art and what exactly it can be. So those are the utility boxes in Canal Park. And then as if you needed an excuse to go and get an ice cream, there is a new mural at Love Creamery. So Love Creamery is located in Lincoln Park Craft District. And Shauna Gilmore has taken one of the walls and just made an absolutely stunning room-size mural. And it really, there's deer fawns and secret gardens and just sort of this wonderful escape feeling. It is sort of, it's the visual representation of that first lick of ice cream on a nice hot summer day. So definitely go and check that out. And then Friday, a really great and important institution in our area is the Great Lakes Academy. And it's just opened. This will be the third year, I believe, that it is open and running. This is Jeff Larson and Brock Larson, who are two, they paint in a naturalistic realist style, and they can trace their training all the way back to the Renaissance with, you know, who taught who kind of idea. And they really want to keep this idea and this type of training alive. And so they brought their unique way of teaching and looking to the Northland and teach a total of 12 students. Students work with their instructors 8 to 5 every day and have a really intense and rigorous schedule of training. And this Friday is an exhibition of the student work as well as the instructor's work. So this is at Great Lakes Academy. It's in an amazing space. So it's worth checking out, primarily even just for the space itself. It's this old church that they have lovingly are in the process of restoring. So that is this Friday, Great Lakes Academy. Go and check out some amazing art. And that's our week in art, Chris.
Fantastic.
Great one, as always.
Take care.
Bye.
Annie Dugan, she's an art instructor at St. Scholastica, and she's our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings here on Northland Morning.